Good morning, everybody. In this week's Parsha, Parshas Va'era, we have an interesting pasuk where we're told, Hu Aaron Moshe, Asher Amar Hashem Lahem, Lahotziu Es Bnei Yisrael. The Ribbono Shel Olam tells both Aaron and Moshe together that they should take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Heim HaMedabrim El Paro, they are the ones who are speaking to Paro. Hu Moshe Va'aron. This is Moshe and Aaron. So Rashi right away points out, Yesh Mekoma Shemakdim Aaron LaMoshe. There are some places in the Torah by the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we're told that Aaron comes before Moshe, v'yesh mekomo shemakdim Moshe la'Aaron, and there are other places where Moshe Rabbeinu comes before Aaron HaKohen in the pasuk. Lo marlach, Rashi says, this is coming to teach each and every one of us, sheshkulim ke'echa, that both Moshe and Aaron are equal, they are together in the mission, they are going to carry out the Hotzi es Bnei Yisrael in one unified form, and this is why we find that sometimes Moshe is before Aaron, and at other times, Aaron is before Moshe. The Ksav Sofer comments in his Pirush on Chumash that for a successful liberation, there are two major components that are necessary. On the one hand, there's the oppressed that need to be reassured. They need to be told that they will be freed and that life will be better afterwards. And at the same time, there's the oppressor who needs to be negotiated with and needs to be traversed. These two very different roles require two very different personalities to deal with them. To reassure and encourage the people requires a persona and an attitude of warmth, of love, of care, as well as an understanding of the challenges, the misery, and the anxieties of the people being oppressed. This part of the mission needed to be carried out through Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen, as we know, was the quintessential Oiv Shalom V'Rodiv Shalom, the one who related to the people throughout all the troubling times. Equally as important, says the Ksav Sofer, was the job that was assigned to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was the job of negotiating with the oppressor himself, with Paro in this particular circumstance. For this, we needed a tough personality, one who never accepts no for an answer, a personality who's willing to stand up to Paro and say, Leman teida ki l'Hashem ha'aretz, one who has the courage to say, Lo osifod ro'os panecha, we're out of here, nothing's going to stop me. A person who was raised in the Egyptian palaces and was not necessarily as familiar with the oppression that was going on of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. I recently heard a vort in yeshiva from Rav Moshe Weinberger, which I just wanted to share, in which he suggested that there's a major difference between the nature of the love of a father and the nature of the love of a mother toward a child. The mother generally, he assumed, has an unconditional love for the children, whereas the father's love is really dependent and conditional. He made the diuk that the psukim tell us by Yitzchak Avinu, Bayav Yitzchak es Esav ki tzayid befib. As we all know, Yitzchak loved Esav and Rivka loved Yaakov. But over here, when the pasuk tells us about the love that Yitzchak had for his son Esav, we are told ki tzayid befib. The love toward his son Esav was conditional. It was contingent on the element of ki tzayid befib. Rivka, on the other hand, loved Yaakov. And this was a love that is the love of a mother toward her child. V'rivka ohevis es Yaakov, says the pasuk. There is no key in this pasuk. There is no particular reason why she loved Yaakov other than the fact that he was her natural son. This is the difference between the love of a mother toward a child and the love of a father toward a child. The father's love is usually some sort of conditional love, and the mother's is an unconditional, unbounding love toward the child. Moshe and Aaron loved Klal Yisrael very much, but the dynamics of their love toward us were very different from each other. Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Ksav Sofer points out, had demands. He set very high expectations, not only for Paro, but also for Klal Yisrael. And we had to deserve Moshe Rabbeinu's admiration for us. Aaron, on the other hand, had the love that was unconditional. He understood the needs of Klal Yisrael. He lived with them in Mitzrayim. He went through the whole Shibud Mitzrayim with them. He suffered together along. He experienced the Egel and the challenges that that brought to us. He had his finger on the pulse of the people. In trying to understand what it means when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lo ish dvaram anochi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him in last week's parsha to please go and take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, please go and negotiate, Moshe Rabbeinu responds, Lo ish dvaram anochi. Anochi aral sfasayim, we know Moshe Rabbeinu says that he has some sort of problem in his speech. So it's a very difficult pasuk. Many Mefarshim are trying to understand what it means. But the Maharal writes in his Sefer Gvuras Hashem in Perek Chaf Ches, that there are times when we have an individual who is so lofty and who's so elevated that he simply cannot relate to the people. Says the Maharal, the same way that the place where the land meets the ocean is referred to as the Svas Hayam, so to the place where one person communicates with another is called the Svasayim. That is sort of the middle ground between one person and another. It's the middle ground between the land and the ocean. so too the Sfasayim is the way we communicate from one person to another. That, says the Maharal, is what Moshe Rabbeinu meant. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he was an Aral Sfasayim. There was a disconnect between him and the people. He lived behind a masveh, as the Psukim tell us later in Chumash. He lived behind, so to speak, a mask. He was totally in a different place than Klal Yisrael were. The Psukim tell us, Vayiru Migeshes Eilav, the people were afraid to approach Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not that he intimidated them. Rather, it's that they understood that Moshe Rabbeinu was living in a totally different stratosphere than any of them were. This is why the Svarim quote from the Zohar HaKadosh that Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to as Shlucha Derachmana. He was the leader of Klal Yisrael who was really the messenger of Hashem. He was the Shliach of Derachmana. He had to set the bar on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behalf. He had to make the expectations for us. And he had to demand from us that those expectations were actually met. Aaron, on the other hand, is referred to as the Shlucha Didan. Aaron is the Shliach of Klal Yisrael. He's the leader who related to us. He was the person of unconditional love, the one who would do anything to save us, the one who put himself on the line when we fell short by the Egel. He understood the people, and he was one with them. This makes sense why the bracha of the Kohanim recite when they duchen is v'tzivanu levarach es ama Yisrael be'ahava. This is what Aaron HaKohen was all about. It's just about boundless ahava, it's unconditional love, and about doing things for people without any cheshbon. Yet the psukim here tell us, although we have these two very different paradigms of leadership, the psukim here tell us, melamed sheshneim shkulim. Both Moshe and Aaron are essential. Both are critical, and both are equally as influential and important. We need a blend of this relationship in order to have a healthy and a growing Klal Yisrael. We need expectations, on the one hand, but at the same time, we need to be held by the hand at the times in our lives when we don't meet those expectations. Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parsha Shemos points out, in the name of the Medrash says that the Pasuk writes in Tehillim, Chesed ve'emes nifkishu, Tzedek v'shalom nashaku. That Chesed and Emes got together, Tzedek and Shalom kissed each other. Says the Medrash in Parsha Shemos, Chesed ze Aaron. When it says Chesed ve'emes nifkishu, it means Chesed is referring to Aaron HaKohen, Shenemar, Tumecha v'urecha le'ish chasidecha. Pasuk in Dvarim. Aaron HaKohen is known as the man of Chesed. Emes ze Moshe. Emes is about Moshe Rabbeinu, as it says also in Bamidbar, B'chol Beisi Nemanhu. Moshe Rabbeinu is about unwavering truth. He was a man of principles, a man who never bended for anything less. He never gave in for anything less than the expectations that he held us to. That's what the Pasuk means, Chesed ve'emes nifkeshu. That now we have an opportunity that the Chesed of Aaron HaKohen and the Emes, the unwavering truth of Moshe Rabbeinu, meet up with each other, and this is what Klal Yisrael needs to be a healthy and growing society. Every generation has these two personalities as well. We have tremendous Galil Yisrael, tremendous leaders for ourselves who set the bar for us, but whom we know are living on a different plane than we are. But we also have the Gedolim who hold us by the hand. We have those who relate to our challenges, those who understand the technologies that we live with in our generation, and all that comes with it, all the challenges and all the advantages that we have. But they are both needed and they are both essential. Melamed sheshneihem shkulin. This is also the dual relationship that we find ourselves having with the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. On the one hand, he warns us, imuchukosai teilechu, if you're going to listen to the mitzvahs, then you're going to have bracha and everything's going to be wonderful. There's a very clear expectation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets for us. There are things we all need to do, and it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us is conditional. It's contingent on the fact that we are going to come through on his expectations. But at the same time, the Ribbono Shel Olam reassures us, Va'af gam zos, even throughout all this, biyosam eretz aveyam, when you're going to be in galus and things are not going to be going the way I want them to, you're not going to be behaving the way I expect you to, lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim l'chalosam, I will never destroy you. There's that element of unconditional love, of being there for us even when we fall, and at times when we might not live up to our potential and our expectation that the Ribbono Shel Olam expects of us. It's important for anyone who is in a position to inspire others. And that doesn't mean a Rebbe, it means a mother, it means a father, a teacher, a Rebbe, or just a simple friend to give guidance to somebody else. That these two elements are very apparent and exist in our relationship. We need to balance the expectations that we set with the reality of who we're dealing with. The unconditional love has to be balanced and coupled with the fact that love has to be dependent because we are taught that melamed sheshneihem shkulim. Both of these personas and both of these perspectives are vital and are of parallel importance. Just in closing, this is what we mean perhaps when we beg the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki ish asher imo tenachamenu, ken anochi anachamchem. That the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, just like a person whose mother has rachmanis on him, so too I will grant you a nachama. Although we may not be worthy of redemption in the end of days, although we live through a galus and we may not live up to the expectation that the Ribbono Shel Olam set for us, but we ask him, please Ribbono Shel Olam, treat us like a mother. Ki ish asher imo tenachamenu. Do it to us with feelings of unconditional love. We ask that he redeem us, although we have not lived up to our standards that he set for us. We ask, ken anochi anachemchem, that one day the Ribbono Shel Olam Bekarov should come and give us a nachama, just like a mother would be menachem her child, even though he may not be worthy of that nachama. Yehi ratzon shenizkeh Bekarov, li Yeshua's olamim. I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos.